Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb, the Throwback Thursday edition as we continue along here in Wake Up Call. So let's get things started right away with the good of the day.
The good of the day is a chance for you and I to honor and celebrate Dick Hoyt.
Dick Hoyt. That's who we were going to talk about in hour one, but there was so much to say we didn't want to shorten the sort of the memory of this unbelievable human being.
I mean, you know, in simplest terms, Boston Marathon icon.
Oh, without question.
But I think it's much more than that because he did much more than that. I mean, he did an Ironman as well.
He did, like, so those of you who don't know who Dick Hoyt is, Dick Hoyt was a longtime participant in the Boston Marathon and other marathons around the country and triathlons. But it all started when his son, who was confined to a wheelchair, wanted to do something. They wanted to do something together when he was a young man. And Dick Hoyt, even though he was in pretty good shape, never had ran before, and decided to do a run. And he would push Rick, his son, in the wheelchair. And it grew. They kind of fed off of each other and the competitiveness of both of them competing. And he, without a doubt, has said, you know, my son is as part of this as I am. I may be pushing, but he's as part of this team mm-hmm. as I am. And they competed in 32 Boston marathons. Then it grew. What else can we do? And they decided to try triathlon, where he would swim tugging Rick in a raft and then put him on a bike and then run with him. And he passed away yesterday at the age of 80. I mean, just a remarkable father, a remarkable person. And I mean, it's one of the more touching father-son stories that you will find. And Rick now, who's an adult, an older adult now, I mean, you know, has just said, without a doubt, my father is father of the year. My dad is father of the year for everything that they've meant. Team Hoyt, they've been an icon in that race. I've been to two Boston marathons in my life. I went once with my boss at the radio station that I was working at in New Hampshire when I was young. And then I went one year on my own to do some Boston marathon stuff. Been to two. It's not a great thing to cover in the media. You know, you kind of go from spot to spot and then, you know, it's kind of difficult actually to cover it. I had a glimpse of them once and that was it. I didn't get to talk to them or do anything with them. I kind of regret that. I really wish I had figured out a way to do a little radio story on them or something for our audience. But they're really, really special to that race. Really, really special. No, 32 Boston Marathon's amazing.
And that's why, you know, it's the good of the day.
Yeah,
I mean, really, I can't think of a better way completely. To celebrate him. I mean, just to do one is a monumental achievement.
Yeah.
But then to go on and do, you know, 30 plus and do, you know, throw in this other marathon and that other marathon. And then, you know, why not? Let's do a 140-mile Ironman. It's like hard to fathom.
It is hard to fathom. You know what's funny is he did say in the beginning, he's like, I started running and I couldn't do like a mile, right? To go from that to triathlons and it just wasn't a 1 year marathon. They were going around the country competing in marathons.
Well, that's the thing. Doing it solo,
right?
Doing it by yourself. That's an amazing accomplishment.
Exactly.
But then, you know, when you're sitting there, you're saying, he's pushing he's pushing his son in a wheelchair, in a custom wheelchair, in a marathon. And then he's, you know, biking with him. He's swimming with him. It's like, for me, it's like I almost don't have the brain capacity to process that.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I want to say this. I do not know if this has already been done. So if it has been done, my apologies. In auto racing, especially in road courses, they will name a stretch of the track. Sometimes they'll name a stretch after a famous driver, right? They'll say, this is the Jones Stretch, the Schumacher thing. Because of the people involved. I wonder if in the Boston Marathon, if there's a stretch, a period of like this point A to point B, whatever it is going to be called, could be called the Hoyt stretch or the Hoyt something, right? They've got Heartbreak Hill, but is there another spot on the map that they can say from this mile to this mile, however long that is, we're dedicating this to the Hoyts. Because I think it would be a great tribute to him and what he's meant to the race and to the fans. I don't know if it's already been done. I don't know if they can do that. I have no idea. It's just an idea. So I hope they can, because I think that would be kind of cool. All right, what is the bat of the day?
Bat of the day is one of the worst stories I think we've had in a while. Sean Bradley.
Yeah, I saw this.
You remember, if you don't remember him, he was it was like over 7 feet.
It was like 7'5" or something. Like he's crazy,
center.
Crazy tall, yeah.
Had a decent role in Space Jam.
That's right, yeah. I forgot about that.
You know, some of the icons of the sport and Sean Bradley.
And Sean Bradley.
But Sean Bradley was hit by a car. He was riding his bike. He was hit by a car back in January that has unfortunately left him paralyzed.
Man, that is really sad.
And I can't think of a worse fate for an athlete. It's a worse fate for anybody, but for an athlete who, you know, made it to the highest level, I can't think of anything worse.
I have a lot of friends who bike, and they've asked me, you should get into it. And the reason I don't is I can't do it on the road. I don't know what it is. I can't do it on the road. I'm afraid of getting hit by a car, no matter how careful I am. I just don't know how to avoid that. That is a very sad story. Sean Bradley, I don't know, it's just... He wasn't a great player, but he was certainly good enough. But this is really sad. You're right. As an athlete, when you count on your body for so many things and you use your body to make a living, that's got to be devastating. You know, it's got to be devastating to have that sort of, you know, that one accident that happens. But that is sad. You're right. That is a horrible story. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is Michael Brockers.
Michael Brockers.
Who is he? He's a defensive lineman, formerly of the Rams, now of the Lions.
Now with the Lions.
And why do I bring this up? Because when the trade for Stafford for Goff went down, this is what he had to say about it. Is it a level up? In my heart, deeply, just understanding what Stafford brings, it's a level up over Goff. It's a level up. I don't want to say a lock for the Super Bowl, but with having a quarterback like that and just seeing what we did last year and just seeing what we can bring to this team, there's no wonder why we can't win the Super Bowl.
Right.
And now his teammates again with Jared Goff.
Yeah, and then you got to go explain that, right?
Yeah. We've seen this from time to time, haven't we? Where somebody may have done a post or something or said this or that out of context. I mean, he was just excited Stafford's coming, but kind of threw Goff under the bus at the same time, and now they're teammates again.
It's really wild how in this day and age now, you know, you could go to a locker room and nobody would talk about anything like that because they were just like, nah. Now with social media... Because if you play the social media game, okay, meaning I'm trying to get followers, trying to get people to follow me, et cetera. If you're playing that game, no matter who you are, you got to constantly be putting up stuff, right? You got, like, if you want somebody to follow you on Twitter, tweet, 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 right? So the problem is that you run out of you can't say, good morning, everybody. Hope you have a good day. You got to give them something. So the more athletes open up to things like this, the more you're going to get things like this, where an athlete is going to say this thing like, yeah, it's a level up. We can win the Super Bowl. I mean, no offense to my former teammate,
but he
stinks.
Yeah. He's right? not as good as Stafford.
Right. And then you never know how the life circle brings you back together. And then you're like, yeah, about that. I was just supporting the guy while throwing you under the bus. I hope you don't mind.
So if you're in the Detroit area, be on the lookout. These guys got to have dinner together. Maybe grab a lunch. You know, at least at the very least, just grab a beer together and hash things out. Because it's going to make for an awkward situation. Because you know, as soon as training camps open and all that fun stuff opens, this is going to be one of the first questions media is going to ask these two.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, what it kind of reminds me of, but this was the other extreme was when Burfict, the last time I can think about it was when Burfict and Brown were teammates on the Raiders.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, very,
you know,
you're right.
A very similar situation. I mean, they were opposing players, and now all of a sudden they're teammates and needing to get along.
But they weren't once teammates.
No,
where they were unified,
That's where the awkward part comes
that's
in.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
You guys were on the same page fighting for the same cause, one of you guys gets moved and the other guy's like, yes, we got it. We got an upgrade.
Exactly. You know,
And now I'm back to you again.
I will never work for Acme Packing Company. They're mismanaged. And next thing you know, you're like, I'm so glad to be working in Acme Packing Company. You know, yeah. This is a stellar organization from top
Great
to bottom.
Great company.
Yikes.
They really care about their employees.
That's right. They really care about
them. I hope.
All of a sudden now, yeah, I think we can win the Super Bowl with Jared Goff here in Detroit.
Why not? That's not what I said. I never exactly. mentioned names.
Goodness. It's great. Hilarious. Oh, my God. All right. Levin Reed's going to join us. We'll talk Patriots coming up in just a few moments. We'll talk to him about 17 minutes, to be exact. We'll get his take on what the Patriots are actually doing. As we continue, hit us up on Twitter, @TonyDRadio, @RonCulver. That's Ron with two N's. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.